What's going on, everybody? It's your man, DLP the Prince. This is one last, final PBL show. Let's do it. This is our last one, man. It's gonna go out with a bang here. It's a PBL show hosted by your man, DLP the Prince, presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. It's been amazing starting this out. What I'm starting after this is so much bigger. Basically, what you guys are going to get is some different perspectives. There'll be different people here voicing their opinions. Definitely not trying to get canceled. We ain't trying to get canceled or doing that dumb shit, but it's gonna be raw. And that's what I want. I want people to get a raw conversation. And I wanna do harsh conversations to start off light, but I definitely wanna get to a realm of conversation where we talk about things that a lot of people kind of get scared to have that conversation about. But when people are talking, different perspectives are being birthed right there, like right then and there. You're getting a different perspective, you're getting a different insight. That's maybe a certain way that you've been looking at it, and someone else shows you the opposite way of how you can probably, look at that situation. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a good thing. So we're gonna have all of that. And that's what I've been wanting. That's why you guys have not had any new episodes, because of, what was coming. This is gonna be what I've wanted. What I've wanted to do is have a real podcast that had some flavor to it. And different insights. I want all of that. I want that back and forth of different opinions, so that it's not looking like it's just one person's opinion being pushed out to everybody. I never wanted to give anybody that. I want to go backtrack to some of these older episodes that I've had, and these some really interesting topics that happened. There's a lot of stuff that's happened since then. We were in a crazy time, and all of that time is gone, and supposedly we're back to normal, but I know a lot of people are noticing that things are not normal. Things have not gone back to what they were. They'll never be the same again. Some people lost people within these last few years. That loss has changed tremendously through some people's lives. Some people, they are not the same anymore. There are some people I know that went through therapy that had never gone through therapy before, and their life is completely different now. They have a whole new way that they've been looking at life. I know I could tell you, I look at things a little bit different, especially with just so much that happened during COVID, with all the changes, with our daily life, just the struggle of, going to a job that you really didn't feel like actually cared. Some people really got a true understanding of that during COVID. Does my job care about me? Some people learn the harsh way, and then some people learn, okay, all right, I am lucky. Or then some people learn, wow, it's almost like no hope out here. Those some people are just hopeless, and I'm one of those people that was almost feeling like that. The job that I have now, I have felt better doing this job within like the almost 20 years of working. almost 20 years of working, and I found a job that's not overly stressful. That's like one of the best jobs I've ever had, and it is not a high-paying job in the slightest sense. It's not a high-paying job. This is like this is a job that I should not necessarily have as a full-time job, just because of how much they pay. You know, it's the industry, but it's the best job I've had in years, and that's sad. And I'm not the only one. I know there's other people that can relate to this. There's actually there's quite a few people that can relate, and they can tell you like that the jobs that they found has been something that has been a complete change in their life. It's been so different than what they were used to, but picking that job has been the best thing for them. Because of the consistency, because of the people that they interact with, because of the people that's in charge, their bosses, it really makes a difference. Like, to have a job where your boss is not a dick helps out, is easy to work with as far as, you know, if you need something, it's not a hassle to speak to them. Or anything like that. You know, you show up to work, do your job, do what they ask you to do, go home. You pretty much have no issues. And in between that, there is no in between of basically that boss that like tries to like just make your day even like tougher. You know, like when you actually have a job that does not go out of their way to do that and have people like that, it makes it a lot less stressful. Like, situations on the job will be stressful, but the job itself is not. And that's a huge difference. There's someone that can tell you right now, every aspect of their life is stressful, including getting to work, being at work, during work, after work. Like, the whole, everything connected to their job is stress. It's like a ball of stress. Like, if you try to talk to them about something else, it'll definitely lead back to their job, because that job is so stressful that they have to bring it up and get that energy out when they're not there. You know, they have to get it out, like that frustration. They can't do it at work, so they do it when they're out of work. That was definitely me and a lot of my friends and acquaintances. That was our life. It was the job that we had. It wasn't like some special crazy job or anything, but it was a job that we had, and it was all we talked about, and it drove people crazy. They'd be like, man, that's really all y'all talk about. It's like, that's our life. They own us. I'm happy to say that all of us are doing something different now. Like, every single one of us, like a lot of the people that I interact with at my old job, all of us, for the most part, are all out doing something else with our time. We are somewhere else working, you know, whether it's for ourselves or for someone else, but we're somewhere else and not at that same place, you know, hurting. There's a, and I'm doing my best right now not to name names. Of anything. My old job, it really, like, the only good thing I can tell you about that job was just some people that I worked with. That's the basis of that job, was just people that I've worked with made the job so much better. It made it, you know, easy to get by. And that's any job. And I hate when people say, you know, I'm here to work, not make friends. You know, you're going to learn something about your coworkers to the point that you're going to know every aspect of that person. And you're going to know stuff about that person more than you're going to learn about some of your family members, because you're seeing this person every single day that you got to work. And when you see somebody so long, you learn stuff about them. You know, you're around them so much. You have no other choice but to. So that's why I always hate when someone's like, oh, you know, I'm not here to make friends and stuff and all that shit. You know, making friends at work helps work get by. You know, for you to show up to work and just not interact with the people around you, it's just weird. I mean, like, you got to get by the time. It doesn't make no difference. Just go ahead and just find some people that are there that you can kind of sort of get along with. You know, you're ready to get some off your chest, talk, whatever it is. You know, you might have somebody decent to listen to and just pass the time by. That's literally what it's for. You know, no need to be antisocial, but I love what I'm seeing in the job market today. There's these new kids that are on the job market, they will leave a job so quick. Like, at the drop of a dime, they will literally just leave their job because that job is not working out for them. They're sick of it. And they will literally just leave. Now, some of the rest of us will be upset. I need a minute. I need to go outside. Give me like 5 minutes. Smoke or something like that. Just, just decompress. And then you get back to it. There's people out there. These kids, they are leaving the job and saying, fuck this. I'm not doing this. They've been there for like a week, 2 weeks. Sometimes some of them have been there for like a couple of days. And they just dip. Like, as soon as they shit is done, they just dip. They're like, you know what? It ain't working out. I'm out. And I've seen it. Like, yo, have y'all seen such and such? Boy, oh yeah, he left. And like, he did what? Yeah, he left. He said he wasn't liking it. And he just dipped. To look at a manager's face to tell them that someone that they just hired and brought that person in, and for them to dip without telling anybody, just straight up leave. But to see the manager, where they now gotta explain to their boss that one of their associates just dip. Just said, fuck it, I'm out. That's a tough one. That's a tough one for that person, but that ain't my problem. I'm just laughing at the fact that this is actually, in some ways, became a good thing. You know, jobs now are actually not scarce anymore. There's not a whole bunch of jobs that are like, oh, we're not hiring no more. There's jobs that are hiring because people said, fuck it, I'm going to work where you have my interests. And if you don't, I'm not working there. And these places all have hiring signs on their businesses, and I love it, because it wasn't like that a while ago. Before COVID, it was not like that. Now, almost everywhere you pass by, there is a "we are hiring" sign, and I love it. That's what you get when you don't value your employees. You deserve to have "we're hiring" during a time frame where unemployment is not low anymore. Unemployment is not high. It's low. It's actually low. People have jobs, but people are working where companies are looking out for that person's interests. Because if they're not, they're not staying. They're going elsewhere. It's like, I want to try this place out for a couple of weeks, see how it goes. If I don't like it, I'm out. And And it's making companies think of some different ways to bring people in now, because they're just leaving. They're not even putting 2 weeks' notices in, and I love it. See, the professional way to do that is you're supposed to put your 2 weeks in, and then the company is not going to be a dick about it and just be like, you abandoned your job and you just dipped. Well, these other people out here, these kids, they don't care. They don't care that they're dipping and stuff like that, and this could possibly hurt them. They're just leaving. And it's actually having an effect. Like, you can physically see the effect that's happening. You know what I'm saying? Just drive around. Drive around in some of these places and just see them. We are hiring. It's fucking great to see. The only places that should not have a "we're hiring" sign is places that are taking care of their fucking employees. And if you can't manage to do that, if that's too tough for you, I don't think you deserve to exist. It's almost like the restaurant business. If you can't give servers a livable wage, why do you exist? Because I don't want to hear nothing about, well, you know, we don't have that much in the budget, that's only so much money, and blah, blah, blah. But, this person is working a 13-hour shift for you. If this person was not here to work that shift and do all of the different stuff that they do, the managers would have to do it. And that's a lot. That's a whole lot. I've seen places where they only have like 5 employees and they have a whole jam-packed place to cook and feed people and take care of them and all this other stuff. And it's just 5 of them. You got one person doing bussing the tables. You got one person working the bar. You got one person hosting. And then you have the other person seating tables and working all those tables. And maybe you have another server that can do the same thing. And then that's it. Everybody else, you got a cook in the back. A cook or two. Maybe still only got one cook. That's not a whole lot of people on staff. If y'all get hit with parties, you're fucked. Like, you're fucked if you guys get hit with parties. And it's not so bad on the server part, because if you're a server and it's only like 2 of y'all, but y'all got like a jam-packed house, that's a good day for you. You know, that's a great day for you. You're about to rack up. You're doing all of these tables. $10 a table. You did 10 tables. You made $100 today. You know? I don't even think I see most servers looking at it that way nowadays. I got one friend that, she was so pissed. She was there all day. I think it just, money-wise, it wasn't going that well. But she had been there all day. Couldn't do it. I sold meat. I would not waste my time being a server. That position ain't even for everybody. Like, you can't put everybody in a position to be a server. You just can't. For you to put a person as a server out there, you know, hit a smile, grab some orders, it's more than that. It's not just a job. You gotta have the right personality. You gotta have the right traits for the job. That's what we need to start going back to as far as jobs going. Everybody don't qualify. And that's been our issue for years. Job-wise, if we're just looking at it on paper, jobs, there's supposed to be traits and things that you have, traits that you share to be able to do this job. Now, they can teach and give learning if need be, but there's no reason why you should be going for a job. This is not even remotely for you. Like, nothing about what you're about to go out there and do. Like none of, like nothing that that job asks for is you. So you should not be, like, let's talk about an officer. Like, that's a realistic thing to talk about. You want to know why there's so many problems now? Why there's so many issues right now? It's because you have people that needed a job and they applied to become an officer. That's not a regular day job for anybody. There's no reason why police departments around the country, sheriff's departments, like all the different police departments, they should not be opening their doors to just anyone to join the squad. That's just that's just bad. That's horrible. Like, that is absolutely horrible. Have you seen the videos of some of these guys? Because there's not a, there's no amount of training that can train someone who's fucking terrified of where they are during an incident. I just seen a video, and this is so sad. This family is taking their, I guess their oldest son, to an AUU game. Now these are the guys that are like high school on their way to college ball, and they're like really talented, all star, like all Americans. They're all Americans. And this is the cream of the crop. And if you do well in these games and stuff like that, during the tournaments and all that stuff, the sky's the limit for you. And now with these NIL deals, this is huge for a lot of these guys. So this family is on their way, I guess, to a game or from a game. And their tags were from, I guess they were from Arizona. Where they was at was in Texas. It had not been the first time that this incident had kind of happened. As a matter of fact, this incident had happened again a week before. When I tell you guys how sad I was watching this video, the officer, like, you can hear how terrified this person was. You can hear the people. They're beyond terrified. They got their little kids, and that are being screamed at with a gun pointed at them. Like, they're a wreck, but they're civilians. This trained officer is screaming. I mean, the way he's moving, the way he's shouting out commands, he is so goddamn terrified the whole time that this family is like a criminal mastermind family. And he's asking about guns, all of these different things. Oh, the scariest part was the fact that there actually was a gun in the car. And the sad part about that is, it's like, with all of everybody that's always bitching about guns and stuff, if you're a right winger, they don't want to hear nothing about people trying to take guns. But the moment a black family is in possession of a gun, it is the worst thing known to mankind. There's a handgun in the car, which made perfect sense for this very reason. The whole family is surrounded by these damn officers. Like, they're under the impression that the fucking vehicle is stolen. How does that happen? The car is owned by the father. He is beyond pissed once they actually, like, let him speak. Like, once he's actually able to speak up for his family, I mean, he's trying to hold his emotions in, but he's pissed. And he had every right to be. officer knowing that they screwed up is kind of like, hey man, we just, you know, we're getting the paperwork now, or we just want to, you know, just apologize. Sorry about that. Like, they nonchalantly apologize, but you should have seen the intensity of the officer when he pulled up on the scene. The intensity, you could feel it in the video. You could feel it. Like, you're watching his, like, you're watching his cam on his chest. And everything that you're seeing is his point of view. Listen to the way he's breathing in the video, pointing the gun, shouting out his commands. If I'm that person's commanding officer, you're not gonna be on my squad. I want you nowhere near my squad. And it's sad we don't have those people no more. We don't have that commanding officer that can make that call. That can be like, look, you're off. Like, you're off my unit. You got to transfer. I need you out of my squad. You are going to kill somebody. And that's the problem. No one sees that shit. There's criminals out there, but people don't understand this. When it comes to real true criminals, crime does not it really doesn't discriminate. Crime happens everywhere. It really does. It don't matter if it's in a rich area, poor area. If it's in a poor area, it's gonna happen higher than it would happen in a rich area. But still, crime really is not. It's not prejudice at all. It happens. And people have not been seeing that. People only see what the tube tells them to see. Oh, it's those black, it's those darkies over there, those brownies. These guys coming over the border, they're gonna rape our women. Like, no. It literally happens everywhere. So like I said, man, it's been amazing doing the PVO podcast. But what we have in store for you guys is so much better. I can't wait to get to start recording with these guys and just get it popping, man. It's gonna be great. Thanks to everybody that listened to the PBO show, and just want to say get ready, because the bid is coming. Definitely want to get people to start just getting their ears ready, because again, like I said, it's coming. I've been making a lot of artwork for the podcast. The only thing we actually need is just the time frame to actually sit and do the episode. So that's going to be the most important thing for the next couple of days, is getting that set up for when that can actually happen. So again, thanks guys for checking us out. Get ready. Word of mouth is definitely needed, so just tell people about it. The bib, we are coming. Because I'm Black Podcast will be coming soon.